Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of the 1001 Films Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Gardner, and today I'm going to be reviewing the very small, limited release horror thriller, Cobweb. I didn't know anything about it, but I saw some critics and pundits on Twitter and on social media that I really respect, essentially pleading with people to go see this movie. And I saw it, and holy cow, what a ride. I loved it. Definitely worthy of all the praise that it's getting. And I'm going to give you all of my thoughts right after this. So like I said, this film was in limited release. I don't think that was on purpose. It came out the same week as Barbie and Oppenheimer and got absolutely buried at the box office by both of those films. So I happened to catch it on the week that it came out, and that was the only weekend that it was in theaters. So I feel lucky to have even seen this movie in theaters. So the basic plot of this movie and of the story is that there's a boy, he's about 10 years old, 8 to 10 years old. He's kind of a loner. He's an outsider at school. He doesn't really have any friends. His parents at home are super strict, so he's somewhat socially awkward. He creates a good relationship with one teacher at his school. But this boy, when he's at home, he starts to hear a little girl's voice in his house that sounds like it's coming from the walls. And that's when everything starts to go cuckoo ka-choo. You know, there's a lot of problems with horror movies these days. Like I said in a previous review, there's a lot of false jump scares, a lot of unearned moments, but this movie does not have them. You know, it doesn't show the scariness too soon. It doesn't show it too much. You know, Cobweb, this film, thankfully lacks all of these issues that a lot of horror movies today have. It's very efficient and potent in its restraint in showing you or telling you what is really going on. You know, like I said in a previous review, and like I've said before in many reviews, the filmmakers really understand that our imaginations and our innate fear of the dark and of the unknown is way more frightening than anything that they can show us on screen. This film really leans into that in a big bad way, and I really liked that. You know, the ambiguity, at least for me, is always appreciated. I'm a huge Stanley Kubrick fan. All of his films are very ambiguous, you know, and the filmmakers that he has influenced, like Christopher Nolan, have really adopted some of that ambiguity into their filmmaking. And I think the ambiguity, for me, is always appreciated because it makes me feel like the filmmakers respect me and trust me as an active viewer, and that they don't have to spoon feed me everything, that I'm intelligent enough to figure things out on my own, and that I can have my own interpretation of their work. You know, but that being said, this movie doesn't show you nothing. It shows you just enough to keep your imagination firing on all cylinders. There are some truly frightening moments in you know, in the film that really made me squirm in my seat, like literally, and like exclaim out loud, like involuntarily. You know, I really love this film. It's a shame that it got destroyed at the box office by Barbie and Oppenheimer. I mean, it's not really a shame because both of those movies are really good, and all the money and accolades and critical acclaim that they're receiving is definitely well deserved, but it's these films that I feel like I really want to draw attention to, the ones that are lesser known, the ones that are going to go unnoticed, the ones that deserve a wider audience but do not have them. You know, it's a sleeper. I think it's probably going to be a sleeper for, you know, one of my top 10 of the year. I just really enjoyed it. I thought it was a lot of fun. It's everything a horror film, a scary movie should be. And lastly, I just want to shout out the performance of the kid, the main character, the boy. I should have looked up his name. I didn't look it up, but he gave a completely believable and heart-wrenching performance, especially during some of the crying scenes. And he plays little kid scared so well. It's so convincing and so believable. It was truly an amazing performance. So definitely check it out. If it's not on streaming yet or for rental somewhere, you know, I'm sure it will be soon. So definitely check it out. It's called Cobweb. You know, like that stuff in the corner between your ceiling, like in your kitchen right now. So anyway, thank you guys so much for listening. You can subscribe here for new episodes, and you can check me out on Twitter at SMG Reviews and on my blog at 1001filmblog.com. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will catch you next time.